Next, it's Josh Clayton Felt, former lead singer, songwriter of School of Fish. He's got a brand new solo project. It's called Inarticulate Nature Boy, and it will be the focus of his shows tonight at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano, Ventura Concert Theater tomorrow, 4th and Broadway in San Diego on Friday, and then back in Los Angeles Saturday for a date at House of Blues in West Hollywood. Inarticulate Nature Boy is the name of the album. It's Josh Clayton Felt and band, next as Morning Becomes Eclectic.
To be
Josh Clayton Felt and band live on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. Dead American, you can find it on Inarticulate. Nature Boy, it's the new solo debut of Josh Clayton Felt on A&M Records. The band appears tonight at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano, tomorrow night at the Ventura Concert Theater, and then Friday they'll be at 4th and Broadway, the summer series in San Diego, and Saturday at House of Blues. Josh Clayton Felt in studio with band. I'm going to go around the room and introduce this crack ensemble. We have Josh Clayton Felt on guitar and vocals, Walt Vinson on bass, Pete Maloney on drums, and DC Collard on keyboards. Welcome, Josh Clayton Felt. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, you've been putting together a band here for the last, it's been a while, and of course the album itself took some time. I mean, you left School of Fish, or the band sort of folded in 1993. Right?
Yes, that's true.
I'm not supposed to remind you?
No, it's true. It's time, you know.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, it's been good time, though. It's been good learning time and growing time and all that stuff.
Well, the time has been eaten up by a lot of different things. I would think that a lot of it is just the fact that you recorded this thing entirely by yourself. I mean, you played dang near everything on the album.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't know whose idea that was. It was just nuts. But it was really a fun and very creative way to make a record. I rented this house out in Topanga Canyon. I'm so used to doing it. When we do these radio things, I always have to explain what Topanga Canyon is, but I don't have to now.
No, it's true.
That's so great.
Just over the hill from here.
And by the way, a lot of mornings I'd wake up, and while I was getting ready to do a little writing and stuff, I'd listen to your show.
Oh, well, thank you, Josh.
Seriously, though. It's good to be here. But anyway, so we rented this house in Topanga Canyon and brought the studio in there, and we did all the recording up there. It was a lot of fun.
Well, in retrospect, the name of the album does have some deeper meaning when you look back. I mean, you were picking up some instruments that you weren't very articulate with.
There you go. I didn't even figure all that out, but I'm so glad when somebody puts meaning into it. No, that's good. I appreciate that.
Well,
at first that title was actually kind of a joke, and I was using it to stump my manager's good memory. And just come up with a title that I figured he wouldn't be able to remember the next day, but he did. So then I thought, well, I should write a song under the same name. And then Matt Wallace, who was working with us with Tony Phillips, suggested to call the record that, and it kind of made sense.
I see. But you took sort of the Brian Eno approach, just sort of pick up an instrument and try to get the feeling and emotion into it.
Yeah, that's always been my feeling, is that, it's kind of heart over technique, and that if your heart's in it and you just close your eyes, bend and pray, that the technique will come, by way of the unknown forces. Hopefully they'll be there to help you out. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not, but that was kind of the method, I guess, that for me, in terms of playing the drums especially and all the other instruments that I was learning over the last couple of years.
So then the album gets finished, and when it comes to taking the thing on the road, you have to pull together some great players to help, again, articulate the vision.
Yeah, great players, and also people who I can find along the way. If anybody says the word bus, like I just did without saying the word sucks after it, we all get fined. I just got fined just now. Things like that, because we have to pay for our party at the end of the tour. See, this is true.
You lost me on that one. But
I'm sorry. I'm too inside. But, in any case, yeah, I was really fortunate. I actually put a whole band together at first when this whole thing started, and I was looking for a band. And I didn't know if the songs that were on the record would translate to a live thing, and I was a little worried about it. But I've been really fortunate in the guys I found. And first what I did is I put a band together, three guys, and they stole themselves from me and started their own band. Isn't that mean? So if they're listening now, that was mean. And but it was actually very good for me because I learned a lot and had fun playing with them at the start. And then I found these guys second, and it's really been great. We've been on tour now for 4 months, and we're currently on tour with Delamitri, and that's been about 2 months.
Well, hopefully you're not in for another mutiny.
And you never know.
You just never know. We've got Josh Clayton Felt and band live in the studio. This one comes from Inarticulate Nature Boy. It's the new debut from Josh Clayton Felt on A&M Records.
I'll never be again. And it was wonderful to slip on this street I've never seen. But now they can't do a thing. But paint the tree green. And now it's not what it seems.
Josh Clayton Felt and band live on KCRW. That's Paint the Tree Green. You can find this on the new release Inarticulate Nature Boy. It's brand new from A&M Records from Josh Clayton Felt. He's joined by DC Collard, Pete Maloney, Robert Vincent, and they are appearing tonight at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. And tomorrow at the Ventura Concert Theater, 4th and Broadway in San Diego on Friday, part of that summer series. And then Saturday back at House of Blues for a performance in West Hollywood. Look for the album Under the Seas, C for Clayton Felt. It's Josh Clayton Felt.
That's
a hyphenated name.
I've been going into stores across the country and putting it into the C category.
Moving it from the F to the C category?
Yeah.
Well, there's a nice big sticker on the front that says File Under C.
Well,
but
you know.
I know. Well, you know, I have to confess that sometimes when I look for it in the library, I look under the Fs, and then I remind myself, oh, yeah. So what is it? I mean, you were raised by your stepfather, right?
Yeah, primarily, but also by my father. But what happened was when I was in eighth grade, I grew up with my mom and my stepfather in Boston, and my father moved out to Amherst, and he teaches in college there, and he's a writer. And I guess when I was in eighth grade, I took on my stepfather's name as well, and he was Felt. He still is Felt. And my father's name's Clayton, so I put them both together, made them happy, confused myself.
I see. So you grew up in Boston?
I grew up in Boston.
And all the way up through your college years?
Until I went to college for 1 year at Brown, and then I decided to drop out and move to L.A. and follow the music dream, which, of course, everybody in my academic family thought was mad, but they were real supportive. Right?
Now, what were you studying in school?
I was studying, I don't know, I was kind of doing a little bit of everything.
Animal husbandry, right?
How did you know? I mean, to some extent, I think I might have ended up in some kind of a music or writing kind of world. I was into ethnomusicology. It sounded cool, too.
So, ethnomusicology, how does that fit in with what you're up to these days?
Boy, I wish I could think of a funny answer. I don't know. I mean, I guess lately, actually, there's kind of an answer. Lately, I've been reading this book about the Pygmies and really interested in this music. Have you heard of Louis Sarno? He wrote this book. And
yeah, he's the one who collected a lot of field recordings. And
I've been addicted to that music for the last 2 weeks now. It's all I listen to. So that stuff still interests me. I think not that I would want to, not necessarily like I want to borrow from it musically, literally, but more in terms of where it comes from. You know, it just seems like the highest form of music. They're playing music for themselves and for each other. It's not for anybody else, you know. And the whole idea of summoning the spirits, you know, it's just such a mythical idea, and so right on. So
we have Josh Clayton Felt in the studio. Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW. We're hearing a live performance of songs from the new release. It's called Inarticulate Nature Boy. Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Thank you.
where I can't reach you. Maybe I'm standing too close to see you. And I couldn't handle everyone at once. And I couldn't be anyone at all. So pick it up slowly or you'll never know. I pray I don't let a good thing go. I wish I was bigger than my matchbox head. And I might be we'll be right back.
called Matchbox Head, Josh Clayton Felt and Band, live on KCRW, Morning Becomes Eclectic. I'm Chris DeRitas. The album is called Inarticulate Nature Boy from Josh Clayton Felt, who is in studio on vocals and guitar, joined by DC Collard on keyboards, Pete Maloney on drums, and Robert Walt Vincent on bass. The band appears tonight at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano, tomorrow at the Ventura Concert Theater, Friday at 4th and Broadway in San Diego, and then Saturday back in Los Angeles for a date at House of Blues. Now, I understand this next one, which is the single on the album, you actually made a video around the world. I mean, here comes your ethnomusicology influence right there. I mean,
oh, yeah, that's right.
You were bouncing from Paris to Prague to New Delhi to who knows where else. Where?
It was pretty insane. When the director suggested the idea, I thought, well, I love the idea, but nobody else is going to say yes. You know what I mean? Especially when I told my manager, I felt kind of Spinal Tap. You know, yeah, then we go to Prague, and then India, yeah. And then we come all the way back and go to Death Valley. But everybody really wanted to do it and was willing to, you know, do it on a budget that we could afford.
How do you do that on a budget you can afford?
It's just totally guerrilla. There were about five of us traveling, and we basically, it was 3 days in each city about. And we went, the cities we ended up going to was, it was New York, then Prague. Paris, the footage all got ruined, and also they wouldn't let us use it anyway without paying a lot of money, because they're, I don't know, they have certain rules about that. And or either that or you have to be, I don't know.
French.
Yeah. Thanks. and then finally, let's see, and then we went to India, to New Delhi, and we went to the Taj Mahal. They wouldn't let us film that either, but we found some kids who showed us a way around the back, and we got a better shot. Sunset line. It was amazing.
Okay.
And the experience of making it, then we went to Death Valley, and the experience of making it was really as exciting as the video itself. And, you know, I figured, well, this much excitement and just, like, experience has to come out somehow on film. Something's got to translate. And the idea in the video was that I'm taking a walk through New York City singing the song, and as I turn a corner, it's this kind of surreal journey where I turn a corner and suddenly I'm in India or I'm in Prague.
Mm.
And I didn't know if it would translate. And the truth is, I actually really like the way it came out, but it's hard for anybody in 5 minutes on watching a TV or 4.5 minutes to see as much as I got to see with my eyes, and so, you know, it can never live up to that. But it was a lot of fun, and I think it came out really cool. I'm happy with it.
The song is called Window. It's from Josh Clayton Felt, the new album Inarticulate Nature Boy. We're hearing it in live performance.
am not free. I keep looking down. I know what I don't know. Can till I can. I am till I realize I'm skin and bones and sand. I see what I don't see. It gets to me somehow. I'm free, but I am not free. I keep looking down. And I keep looking down. I keep looking down. I keep looking down.
Josh Clayton Felt and band live on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. It's called Window. It's the lead-off track from Inarticulate Nature Boy, new release on A&M Records from Josh Clayton Felt. I'm Chris DeRitas. Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW. And Josh, I have to thank you for bringing the entire band into the studio with you this morning.
No problem.
And
thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Go around the room here. Robert, Walt Vincent on bass, Pete Maloney on drums, DC Collard on keyboards, and Josh Clayton Felt, guitar and vocals. Can you take us out with one? We've got just a couple minutes left here. This will be our
sure.
our outro, okay?
Maybe we'll do one that's not on the record.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good, yeah.
Let's do it. This is like a, I don't know if you can write a blues song. Here's a little blues song.
Okay, it's Josh Clayton Felt in the studio.
Meet me in the morning, underneath the tree. I'll be waiting for you. Won't you wait for me? And if you mean it, I really hope I can get me some. Nothing I'd rather do than to give myself to you when the day is done. Meet me in the afternoon, you know you shouldn't work so hard. I'll be swinging on the moon and swimming in your car if you just need me. I really hope I can get me some.
We're listening to Josh Clayton Felt and Van in the studio. We had help on the show today from Ron Lazario, Jay Hewen, John Campbell, Linda Golden, our assistant this morning. Bob Carlson engineered this live broadcast. Producers Tracy Serratine, I'm Chris DeRitas. Back tomorrow from 9 to noon.